everybody. Welcome back for another episode of the Proud Women Podcast. I'm Sydney.
I'm Jessica.
And Christina is in Disney World.
Yeah.
Living her best life.
Living her best life. She left us at home to man the podcasting ship.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
How nice of her.
It was very nice.
And she's ignored our text.
She's been like, no, I'm on vacation. I'm like dealing with you crazy.
Right. I'm like having emergencies Friday. I'm like, this is what's going on. And she's nothing. I'm like, all right.
She's like, Stormtroopers. Yeah. She's like, we have Darth Vader. I'm
like, screw you, Christina.
I'm just kidding.
She does. She's had a rough couple of months.
She has. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's going on with you this week?
Nothing.
Anything you want to share?
No, nothing. I mean, you know. Let's see. Been working a lot. I mean, there's good stories, but we're saving that for down the road.
Yeah.
I would love to share. You really want to know too. Trust me. It's good stuff. Working. What else do we do? I feel like I have great stuff to say I did, and then we get to this point, and I'm like,
your mind goes blank.
Yeah.
It's like you're being, quizzed.
Yeah.
You can always answer the questions on, how to win $1 million, whatever that show was back in the day.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader? Fail.
No, I am not.
I was
homeschooled.
Well, I went to a Christian school and graduated with 12.
Yeah.
I was second in the class.
Oh, look at you. The ratio of that if you graduated with a class of 100.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
I don't know because I homeschooled in math.
Well,
you never know.
But yeah, I think it's just, I mean, Brad and I have been watching Doogie Howser.
Oh, I used to watch Doogie Howser.
I never watched it really. But
what
I mean,
are you watching it? Are you
shooting Hulu?
Oh, nice. Okay.
Totally into it. Doogie, I mean, there's scandalous women on that show. We're in the first season, and I'm like, Doogie Howser. I mean, he has, there's drama every episode, and it has to do with women.
Neil Patrick Harris, man.
I know. They don't even like women.
Drama. I know, right?
Like, little Doogie. But he had a bully last episode, and he took care of him.
Oh. Did you ever watch How I Met Your Mother?
No.
Because there's a great, running joke kind of about Doogie Howser, where Barney has a blog and it's always him typing his blog post and narrating it the way Doogie Howser style.
Oh,
and they never say Doogie Howser, but it's they're alluding to it.
Brad's always like, he's the slowest typer in the world. I'm like, well, we have to read it. And now our running joke at our house is we try to guess what he's gonna type. Had a bad date, .. We haven't guessed yet, but I'm like, surely we're not too far off. I mean it's only two lines.
If those chickens who just, pecked at a typewriter could write words, then y'all can guess it eventually. Mean,
surely by episode, six
by
season?
The end, yeah.
Yeah, we can get it.
Oh, man.
What's been going on with you?
I had a really fun weekend.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, my friend and I did an impromptu escape to Chattanooga.
Best.
You know, easy. We were going to go to Memphis because we've been wanting to plan a trip to drive down to Memphis and see the baby hippo at the zoo. And that was going to be our plan. But then, of course, it's supposed to rain all day on Saturday.
Yeah.
And we don't want to traipse to the zoo in the rain. So we looked around and I was like, well, we could go to the aquarium in Chattanooga. And that's an even easier drive. It's 2 hours on the weekend. And so I type in Chattanooga on Airbnb. And the very first Airbnb that pops up is a Harry Potter themed, tiny house Airbnb. And immediately send it to my friend Lauren because we are huge Harry Potter fans.
Right.
And I was like, we could stay at Hogwarts. And she was like, book it right now. And so that's what we did.
That's
we went down.
So cool.
We drove. We both had very long weeks. So it was kind of a refresher trip, not a go and see things adventure trip. So we drove down into Chattanooga Saturday morning and got there around lunchtime. We had lunch and then we went to a brewery, one of the local breweries. We kind of walked around Chattanooga.
Yeah.
And then we were like, so we could go and do something else or we could just go check in into our Airbnb and watch Harry Potter. So that's what we did.
Hey, that's so fun.
We
you
drove,
need that.
Yeah, just south of Chattanooga in Chickamauga, Georgia.
Okay.
It was 20 minutes south of there. And we stayed in this, the level of detail in this Airbnb was intense. this lady is clearly like a huge Harry Potter fan. Like, she's curated every piece of everything that's that so is cool. in this. I mean, she's got every Horcrux in there on display. There's like all the like themed things from the actual like movie, like all that kind of stuff. But then everything is just made to look like you're in there. Like, anybody who is a Harry Potter fan and who has either read the books or seen the movies, the part in book 7 where all of like the DA and like the good students and stuff are hiding from all like the bad like Death Eaters and stuff that are running school when they're in the Room of Requirement, and it like keeps forming like into all the houses and stuff, like, and expanding to become like, that's what it felt like, was there was just like kind of curtains, like tapestries all over the wall, making it really cozy. And then she had replicated the 4-poster beds from like, like the dormitories. And she had hung the banners for our houses. I'm a Hufflepuff and Lauren is a Slytherin.
Okay.
And she rightly guessed, she came to like meet us and guessed upon walking in like which one was which. She was like, I'm going to go, you're a Hufflepuff and you're a Slytherin. And we went, yep.
Wow, that's cool.
But she came over. We were the first people to stay in, like, this is her brand new Airbnb. She's got several. This is brand new. We're the first people to stay in there. And she was like, if you'll talk to me for a few minutes and like, give me some feedback and everything, I'll give you a night in the future for free. And we were like, of course, yeah. We'll tell you. We love everything. Don't change a thing.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah. So, like, she was really good. She really did say, like, if you think of things while you're here, like, make a note of it and let me know. Like, she was really open. And we, she told us about all the things that she's still, like, acquiring. And she got so many things that are there, like, in England, because she travels for business there a lot, and so she goes to all the like flea markets and secondhand shops. Like, the place is amazing.
Does she have other tiny homes in Chattanooga for like themed or no?
Yeah, so the house that we stayed in is, it's a huge house done down into a triplex, and so the Harry Potter house is almost like it's up under the stairs, you know?
Yeah.
And so like you come in through the back, and it has its own like entrance. It's completely separate from everything else, but it's, you know, about the size of like, I mean, nobody but you can see it, but it's about the size of my living room, with like a bathroom and bedrooms and like a living room, yeah. and all of that. And then the other house, there's like monthly rentals. But then she has apparently a fairy tale themed cottage a couple miles away.
That's cool.
That is amazing. Wow. We looked at pictures of it because, you know, she's like a super host. And she's like, and she's great. She's amazing.
Yeah.
So anybody who's in the area and wants to stay in a Harry Potter, it was called 303 and a third.
That's so
Wizarding,
funny.
It was, I mean, the address wasn't Wizarding May, but it was like,
yeah,
that was the whole thing. It was so cute.
That's so cool.
And it was great. She had all the Harry Potter movies like bought on demand. And she had all the like, there were like the trunks underneath the bed that had all kinds of like memorabilia in them. And they had all the stuff, like, had runes and spells on the wall that had been, like, hand-painted. Her and her daughter had, like, decorated all of this. It was so fun.
So, how was staying in a tiny house? Was it...
So, it wasn't technically a tiny house. It was, like, almost like an apartment.
Okay. So, it wasn't, like, claustrophobic?
No. Mm-mm. No. Okay. It wasn't. I mean, it wasn't made to stay for an extended amount of time.
Right.
Because it had, like, a sink and a refrigerator and like a microwave and a toaster oven, but like nothing more than that.
Right.
So it was more for, we want to come and have the experience of staying in like
Harry Potter
yeah. themed place. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, we walked in and I have like this great video of us like walking in. Every time our eyes, we were like, oh, and that thing, and that thing, and that thing. Like everything in there was amazing. And I was already like, okay, I want to bring back this friend. I want to take Christina. Like Christina would love it.
Die.
I want to take my friend Heather. I want to take my friend Allie. Like all my friends, I'm like, okay, these are my Harry Potter people. Like
yeah.
we have to go. Lauren and I are already talking because, you know, she's moving to Australia. And so we were already talking, okay, we need to come back again once more. As like your send off going away, just me and you before we leave. And so it was fun. She had the sorting hat. We took our pictures in the sorting hat.
I saw that on Instagram.
And then with our like our little banners and stuff.
That's so cool. You win.
Amazing.
You win the fun weekend award.
And it was so like impromptu. We just booked this like
that's my
Tuesday
favorite.
And went Saturday.
Yeah. Impromptu, spontaneous trips are the most rewarding. And especially when you don't wear yourself out.
Mm-hmm.
You just like go and chill.
we're good, like, vacationing buddies because generally if we plan something like this, it's because we need, like, a refresher. And so, like, some of my friends are, like, go-go-goers when they vacation.
Yeah.
And I'm not like that because I'm like, listen, I'm on vacation. I want to not do things because I do things all day every day.
Yes, I agree.
So it was good. We ate, like, Smart Pop popcorn and watched Harry Potter.
That's fun, though. That's totally, I mean, good. We're watching Doogie Howser every night. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's my speed.
So, you know, that's about where I am.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. So Christina's not here, so.
So we're just going to say that, I don't know, she might beat me because she's in Disney.
True. I tried to get Brad to be a guest, and he was like, I was like, what does that mean? And he was like, I mean, what do I have to do? I was like, watch the episode and talk. He was like, I need to prepare more. And I was like, he's so much better than me. I'm like, you really don't. So he said he will do it in the future.
Great.
We may not need you, babe.
Well, you know, we've got other people.
We've got people.
He thinks he's too cool for us. We'll replace him.
Yeah. We'll show you.
Yeah.
Proud woman.
So, are you ready to get into it?
I am.
So, it's technically episode 103, but it's the fourth episode.
Yeah, Netflix.
Oh, Netflix. But, yeah, so the fourth episode, it doesn't have a name that we're using other than 103.
Right.
But it is the one with Ray's naming ceremony.
We get to know Darcy a little more.
Yes. Oh, and we have the aftermath of Nina walking in on Zara throwing herself onto Chris.
Chris is always, like, leaning up against the doorway, like, with his shirt and
button. You look that good, you gotta make it look even better.
I know. I'm like, dude, is this how you work? Like, do you really lean against doors? And like, so, Nina.
I feel like he's one of those people, though, that he could literally be, like, standing having a panic attack and look beautiful.
That's true.
Or he could be, like,
just a good looking
cleaning
guy.
Up vomit and look beautiful. Yeah. Like, it's not his fault.
Yeah, he can't help it.
It's not the lean. Yeah, it's the body doing the lean.
And he's the doctor.
Yeah.
So how did it open?
So it opens with her dictating this email in the middle of the night.
Right.
Being a nutcase.
A nutcase.
And neurotic and anxiety. Being Nina.
We've learned that this is Nina.
Yes. And then it turns out that she is reading this email that she's written to Billy, who is looking at her like, you're insane. You're a crazy person.
Right. And coming from Billy, I mean, and Billy's pajama game, let me just tell you, looks like Jessica Duke's pajama game, and I appreciate it. I was like, oh, I can identify with what you have on right now. It's not good.
Yes. So we start there, and she's fantasizing about what might have been happening.
Right.
Which is insane. She has this one where, like, there's, I don't know, some sort of thrusting going on, and he's like, huffing
and
oxygen.
And then there's laser eyes again.
Yes.
And I'm like, what's up with Australians and the, like, TV shows and the laser eyes? I'm like, is this a thing?
Oh, my goodness. Nina. And then she, like, tries to pull herself together. In that, oh, I mean, we don't have to get in fashion, but, like, that, I love that cute little pink ruffled.
I do, too. I wrote that down, too. I feel like we just are doing fashion as we go. Yeah, we keep messing up.
We can just go through it. Yeah. And also, I loved her hair. And Billy knocks it immediately.
I liked her hair, too.
Especially when she walked in and, like, ran her fingers through the top of it. And it looked, I was like, listen, you pay a lot of money to make your hair look like that.
Yeah, like, that's some, I agree.
And also, did you note the fact that when she took it out, she only took out two bobby pins? Like, how do you hold all that up with two
she
bobby
must have
pins?
Really, well, you have thick hair.
I don't have thick hair. It's just really curly.
Yeah. Well.
I have really fine hair.
She's just Nina. She's awesome.
Yeah.
Neurotic.
She was like 97 bobby pins.
That's a lot of bobby pins. That equals a headache.
It's a whole lot. A whole lot.
And I like how, so we're having, the naming ceremony is happening, which means Cherie wants to have a naming ceremony for Ray.
Yeah.
And Billy's jealous. I'm like,
she's
Billy.
She's straight up jealous, selfish.
And I'm like, Billy, do you really care that you didn't have a naming? Well, like, what? Who cares? Like, why are you jealous right now? Mm-hmm. Like, really?
Mm-hmm.
She
is a tiny infant. And I know that's the thing. And so Darcy brings in the invitation to this thing. She gets glitter bombed. If anybody ever invited me to a baby shower with glitter, loose glitter inside the envelope,
I would be angry.
I would be like, well, we're not friends anymore.
No.
I will not come and see your baby. I will not come to your shower. You will not be getting a gift from me.
No meal.
Please clean this up and then never come back.
Right. And like, pretend I don't exist.
Pretend that we never met and we're not friends anymore. No. Like, that was, I mean, at least it was like the big, like,
We have to blame that on Cherie because she's a first-time 100%. Mom. She doesn't, she's a nurse. She doesn't think maternally, maybe.
Yeah.
But the glitter, yeah, I'm like, glitter. Who, no.
Mm-mm. Yeah. I really like later, too, when Geraldine is opening hers and she kind of, like, shakes it out with disgust onto the table.
I know, and Darcy's sitting there looking at her like, so are you coming? And I'm like, who invites the, like...
Bless him. Yeah, she was trying not to leave her out.
I know, and she was like, so you want me to come to your girlfriend's baby's name? And he's like, yeah. She's not my girlfriend. I'm like, okay, then that makes it worse,
I just
maybe.
Knocked her up.
Yeah.
But, like, you can see where he's coming from a little bit. That, like, right. She didn't want her to be offended that she was the only person who didn't. It was kind of a lose-lose situation.
Well, and
there.
Bless his heart. I mean,
he really rocks it.
I mean, he just is not a... He's just not a good... I think he's a great, probably... person, dad, mm-hmm. but he just cannot keep it in his pants.
No. And he loves the love.
He loves love, but he loves Geraldine too.
Yes,
and
he
really does. There's a fine line or a thick line. I don't know what that line is, but it's not. I did love Billy's quote where she said, "I never had godparents. I never had godly guidance." And then he's like, "What are you upset about?" When she was jealous, you know, and she said, "No, I'm just upset about being." Condemned to the flames of hell. I was like, that's funny.
Yeah, and she kept talking about digital sparkle. Digital sparkle. It has distinct digital sparkle.
Oh, yeah.
I never had digital sparkle.
I know, and I was like, shut up, Billy. Why are you jealous? I mean, it was a long bit of jealousy.
It really was.
And then after that, I was like, oh, another pregnant lady. We see another pregnant lady, which you've commented before. They have really good pregnant ladies on here. And she was...
She was great. Great her belly looked
I know. I want to know more if these are, like, not orthopedic. I wanted to say
silicone.
Silicone bellies, mm-hmm. or if they're, like, found pregnant women about to give birth. Because it's very
real. I think they've got to be silicone bellies. Because you can get some really realistic ones. I would just remember, whenever I see, like, silicone bellies, I always think I used to sneak and watch Charmed back in the day. Did you ever watch Charmed?
No.
I really wasn't supposed to be watching it. Because it was probably too old for me.
Right.
But I used to watch it because my mom worked nights, and so I would watch it while she would sleep during
the day.
That's
how I was with 90210. I wasn't allowed to watch that.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
I would go to my aunt's house for dinner, in air quotes, and watch.
And you would watch it?
Get me some Jason Priestley in my life.
All right.
Yeah.
So Piper, the, like, middle sister, has a baby.
Okay.
And she's not pregnant. Like, the actress is not pregnant. And, like, you don't see anything, and she's feeling really bad about her body, and she finally goes out and buys maternity clothes, and then she comes in, like, strutting them, and then she's like, if you got it, flaunt it, and she, like, lifts her shirt up over her belly, and she's got a very realistic, like, silicone belly, and I remember reading, like, an article about it or something a long time ago, and
that's so cool.
I was like, okay, that's what I always think about. They use the, like, that glue stuff to, like, get a good seamless and, like, makeup and stuff to make it look... Really
they
good.
Do a good job.
Yeah, they don't just, like,
I think that makeup, the makeup stuff in shows is always interesting.
Yeah. That was a real cute baby, too. Dang, that baby was born. That was a beautiful baby.
I agree with you. Yeah. I agree with you. Yeah. Back to when Darcy was giving Geraldine the award. Yeah. The card. She was like, what am I supposed to call myself? Auntie Geraldine? And he said, that's a good way to look at it.
Oh,
I was like, oh my gosh, open mouth, insert foot.
Oh,
like,
Darcy.
Why do you talk?
Did you notice that when he pulled up his license plate was Darcy P?
No.
A personalized license plate. All one Darcy P, all capital letter, went all that. Oh my goodness.
Speaking of personalized license plate, tangent. I was driving home from work the other night, and the license plate in front of me said DNA expert. And I was like,
oh,
is that a DNA expert? So are you, like, are you a fertility doctor? Are you a DNA expert? Are you a...
That's so
what
odd.
That's an odd license plate. And it was
it really
like...
It really is.
Yeah, I was like, it was a BMW. I was like, so many, like, now
I have follow-up questions.
I know. I'm like, I need to know more.
You
like,
follow them.
Are you a legit DNA expert, or are you just
a
weird
person? Do you
have a degree? Yeah, in DNA? Like,
yeah, he has just a lot of children.
Yeah, like, by a lot it was of a small car. Are you around. Darcy Proudman?
Oh, my goodness.
No, I'm just kidding. And Zara, like, I think it's right after that when Zara gets the laser eye from Nina.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's in the hospital and, you know, she just looks at Nina wrong and, you know, Nina cannot focus. How did Nina ever get through med school? Because girlfriend cannot focus on anything.
Oh, and then they have the, like, she makes the comment about Taylor Dane, and that's when she's like, oh, do you mean Taylor Swift? And you're like, no, I mean Taylor Dane.
Yeah.
Like, that, you might be an infant who doesn't know that person. Right. But that was the what caused the laser eyes.
Yes.
Or laser, she, like, lasered.
Yeah, with a gun.
Yeah.
Well, and I like how everyone's, like, up to this point in the show, like, everyone is, like, you know, Nina and Billy are protesting the naming ceremony. Everybody's mad. Billy goes over to Cherie and Darcy's house, and Darcy's just, like, playing the guitar. Like, I'm like, everybody is completely stressed out, and you're just being Darcy. You're, like, don't even care. You don't even know that people care. You're just playing the guitar.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. But, like, Cherie, so smart. She is a very smart. I mean, like, I think that she was probably sincere in wanting Billy to be the godmother, but, like, how smart to get Billy on board for this.
True.
To be like, oh, it's too bad. I wanted you to be the godmother. And then what she says is she wants Ray, she wants someone that'll tell Ray the truth. And she goes, you're the biggest truth teller there is. And I was like,
this is true.
All right, that's a nice way of saying you got a big old mouth and never shut up.
Well, and you need Billy on your side.
You really do.
Like, you need Billy on your side or your life is going to be hard.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you got to buy a house, you got to buy it from Billy. I mean, yeah. Like, here's just how it is. So the jacket thing Cherie's talking about, is that what Christina wants? Or is that a different one? She had, like, that patchwork. Like, because I really liked it. It was like a quilted, like, shawl thing. I was like, wait, is that what Christina was talking about?
She wears a lot of ponchos.
Yeah, it was like a poncho, but, like, quilted. Yeah. Like, looked like pot holders.
Oh, yeah.
Probably. Put together. It's cute.
Yeah. And right before this, so, Odile. And that poor florist that she's just lying to.
And I don't remember when I watched the show the first time, her and Jimmy ever getting along this well. I must have, like, not been paying attention, because I was like, they act like they like each other here. And, you know?
Yeah.
And, yeah, and even Jimmy, who's the biggest liar in the world, is feeling bad about the florist.
I mean, you see, like, when they go to pick up the flowers later on in the episode, like, you can see the moment, you can see on his face the moment when he realizes how a person can actually be hurt and harmed by a
lie.
True,
yeah.
Because I think he always just saw it as, like, a fun, there's not, like, a victim. People are just, you know, we're just being silly, like, whatever. But then he sees, like, oh, no, this woman, like, this is taking her livelihood from her.
Yeah, we're stealing.
With a lie. And he runs back and gives her, like, the money and everything. But, like, you can see him and, like, Odile left. Like, she's like, oh, she's not going to find out. Like, I didn't give her my real name. And he's like, but.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make a difference. And, like, you can see, like, the beginnings of, like, a discord here.
Yeah, I agree. Well, and, like, I'm like, what of all things to steal flowers for?
Yeah.
Like, really?
Do you feel like Odile was maybe trying to, like, insert herself in the family? And, like, this was her way, like, Cherie wanted something. She's like, I'm going to get it for Cherie. Or
maybe.
Do you feel like she was just like, we've been telling the truth too long and I need to, like, scam somebody?
Or sometimes I think she was doing it, like, she's trying to, like, I think she and Jimmy are trying to break up, but they can't. So, like, what can I do? I feel like they both play that game back and forth. Like, okay, this will work. This will work. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Maybe not, but yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe.
And Nina's pear shirt. I was like,
oh my gosh,
what the heck with her pear shirt? And then I was like, wait, I think
cello.
I like it. It's a cello.
It was a pear cello.
It was cute.
It was
at first,
very
I was
cute.
Like, what's going on? But then when she was, like, laying in the bed with her little,
like, swoop thing, you know?
Yeah, leggings and her little shirt. I'm like, you're the cutest thing
so
I've
cute.
Ever seen.
I love her, like, big long sweater and stuff too.
Yeah, the pink sweater.
Yes.
Blush.
Yes. And then when, oh, so, Jimmy, looking for his Choose Your Own Adventure book, he's like, oh, yeah, because life is kind of like a Choose Your Own Adventure. He's, like, so sweet.
He is sweet.
Oh, Jimmy.
And spoiler alert, he just gets sweeter.
He really does.
I must learn a lot from
him. He doesn't get, like,
Odile.
Perfect, but he gets, he's always sweet.
He's sweet. But you know what? So is Darcy.
He really is.
Darcy is super sweet.
For all their faults.
And I mean, John Waters Darcy was one of our first like participator on Instagram. So yeah. He's like sweet in real life too. I mean, obviously.
Clearly he is.
He loves us. We love you.
Yes. Oh, and then when they're talking about the music, I love how Cherie is like, I love pop. Like, yeah. It's like some huge, she's like, I'm gay. Like, she's like some yeah. huge coming out secret. Yeah. And like, I really love pop music.
I know. And she's like, and Darcy loves blues. And like, it's yeah. a problem. Like, yeah. you know, like.
Yeah, it is. And she's trying, like, she's really trying. But I love, when she goes and talks to Mick and yeah. she's like, can you take a song I love and make it a way that Darcy loves too? Like, she's really working hard. I think she's seeing that, like, she can't be the person who makes all the decisions. Right. Like, you have to kind of, but also, like, she shouldn't have to give up the thing that makes her really happy just because Darcy wants something right. different. So, like, she really tried hard, and she came up with a good middle ground, yeah. which I thought was really sweet.
I agree. And it's funny that when they were like, yeah, we're going to have it at the pub, I'm like, of course you're having the name ceremony at the pub.
Where
else would you do it? I wish I could find the picture of the pub, because my friend on Instagram sent it to me.
Oh, yeah. I remember you either posting it on Instagram
or texting it to us. Yeah, because it was awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, and Geraldine doing her online dating. She gets herself a hot young escort.
Yeah.
Who only knows one word.
And I also like that alley where the flowers were, like, not to backtrack.
Oh, yeah.
But I was like, when we go to Australia, we have to find this alley.
We need to go down there. I wonder if it's really a forest. Like, maybe. Place that was a forest.
We can take some flowers and put it outside and do a photo shoot. Steal some flowers.
Yeah.
For our event, for our names. And we need to evolve for it.
Yes.
I thought there was a lot of, like, smoldering by Chris in this episode. And Nina, every time they're in the hospital, Chris is like, yeah, baby.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know?
Well, because, earlier when they have that, like, kind of awkward conversation in the locker room, and she's like, I have a Ricardo. I have a date tonight. Like, the look on his face, he looks like she's just stabbed him in, like, he looks so sad to hear that she has a date. Because they have such this huge miscommunication. Like, he knows nothing happened with Zara, and he's not interested in Zara, and he is interested in Nina. But Nina doesn't know that, so she's pretending like she's not interested in him anymore. And he's like, but I really like you.
And they cannot get it together to save their life.
Lord, like, have mercy.
I mean, if they're talking and it's going good, there's an emergency. I mean, there's a pager going off. I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to throw the pillows at the TV. I'm like, get together already. Yes. You love each other.
So, when we were away this weekend, Lauren and I were talking about Offspring because she is watching it as well. And
Where is she? She
just started season 4.
Okay.
Yes. And, we were talking about Chris and, dog outside doing something.
Vern is here.
Vern has stalked you to my house.
Yeah. Sounds like him.
But we were talking about Chris, and we're like, man, it's like, I feel like their relationship, I mean, to this point, is like such a tease. Like, every time they get close, like, something happens and they're away again. And then they figure it out and they start to get close, and then it gets taken away again.
Right.
Yeah.
And Chris is still super mysterious to the viewer.
He is,
We don't know anything about him. We've only seen this little girl once.
His wife is missing.
Yeah, but we don't know why she's missing. Do we know why? Maybe.
No. No. All they said is that nobody knows where she is and she's been gone.
Yeah.
And then there was that weird way that they framed it that made it sound like he, like, murdered her.
Yeah, which is...
buried her in the backyard.
Yeah, like...
spoiler alert, not the case.
Yeah, spoiler alert, not a murder mystery show.
Yeah.
I just remember that the whole episode that he was just, like, every time he was on screen, he was like, I told you, like, leaned up against the door, like, hey. I'm like, don't you have a baby to deliver?
I mean, also, when he was making that little airplane crafting with his little girl, I was like,
okay. Daddies with little girls.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. I mean,
if they're good daddies, are just precious.
Yeah.
And then he had her at the naming ceremony.
So cute.
Which was...
his plus one.
I know. It's precious. And he had her, like... He must have been... like, you know, like, we're both nannies, so we can tell body language, I feel like. Do you do that, too?
Like, he either has
kids or very comfortable with kids.
Yeah.
Because if you're around children, you can tell people that... are around kids.
Oh,
you know, because they hold them right, you know?
And, like, and he either has kids,
and they have a, you can tell, like, he and the little girl have a good, like, working relationship, because she was, believed it.
Should have looked it up to see, like, is she related to him? Are they somehow connected? See,
if Brad Dukes would have been our guest, he would have looked that up, because he is very thorough. He would have been like, actually.
I'm like, here, I can't even remember what the kid's name is.
We haven't cared
enough to look it up.
No.
We're
busy going to Harry Potter houses.
Oh yeah, clearly. Clearly. That's great. Okay, so I have a note about Nina. Why doesn't she ever, the cat comes in, why doesn't she look at the cat's collar? It's wearing like a tag.
I wrote that too. Like, it's wearing a tag. They just take a nap together. I'm like, no, somebody is desperately like crying and like wanting their cat back, and she's just like, hey, you have a call. I mean, it's there, it's dingling and everything.
It has a ball.
Yeah.
And I love her quote, I'm not ready for the cat stage, it's 6 years too early.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming she means that 40 is the cat stage.
Right.
Because she's mid 30s, right? Yeah. So she must be 34, I guess, if she says it's 6 years early. I'm assuming she means 40. I'm like... But. I have to wait until I'm 40 to get cats.
Yeah, you do. You have to go through me first.
So she finally picks a thing for the naming ceremony, but they go... Oh, and we didn't say it earlier. Enter Boyd Carlisle. Blubba Boyd.
Yeah. Say more.
I know. Well, so we find out that he holds Billy responsible for basically ruining his life.
Yes.
And causing everything bad in his life, he thinks he can trace back to Billy giving him a nickname in elementary school.
Yes.
Primary school. And, but then Billy sort of like adopts him a little bit. I think she feels bad. But then she's also like, you really don't have to be a sad sack. Like, we can fix this. Like, she sees like a project, I think.
Yeah.
And so she ropes him into being supposedly Nina's date. His Ricardo, he's not a Ricardo.
No,
bless him.
Bless
but
him.
But he's going to be Nina's date for the naming ceremony, and then they get there and see Rocket, and she snipes him for herself.
Yeah. And, I mean, I feel like Billy has some potential early on. Like, she bugs me so much, but, like, in the first few episodes, I'm like, okay.
Uh-huh.
Like, you've got a little potential of me not hating you.
Yeah.
But...
And then she comes in and she's like, she goes, my needs are greater than yours, or something.
Well, and then she was reading thing, like, whatever, and she was like, I was writing something, but then I got to page 42.
Yes.
I was like, oh, bless her.
Sweet.
She trusts her. And we learn more about Billy and, like, the baby stuff. And then, like, looking back, you can be like, okay.
Yeah. Kind of see it.
When they walk into the naming ceremony at the bar, though, you know, Mick is on the piano, and Jimmy's like, excuse the wailing or the dying man on the piano. I thought that was funny.
Oh, that was really funny. Because he was writing, he was trying to work out his Getting Over Billy music.
Yes.
And he has that one that's really good. The I Am Mistaken, and Jimmy's like, if you know, 50 points if you can get bacon in there.
Yeah.
But then it definitely devolves into something that's not great.
No.
Yeah.
But Mick can sing.
He really can.
Every time he sings, I'm reminded of how well he sings.
It's so
Eddie
good.
Perfect.
Yes.
You're a
so
good
great.
Singer. Maybe he could come on our show and sing.
Oh, that'd be so
that'd
nice,
be so
right?
nice.
He definitely has time
We would
for
have
that
to pick our
life.
Mouth ups off the mouth.
Yeah, like,
we are nonverbal.
Yes.
No.
We just really like you. Please keep singing. We love you so much.
Yes. It's going to happen. He'll sing for us.
And so...
I feel like my notes were weak on this episode because I was texting you, Sydney, with the life's dramas that were not really dramatic at all, but I got a little bit distracted. I mean, and I feel like this episode, like, was all about the naming ceremony.
It really was.
Every time they tried to, like, go with Nina and Chris or whatever, we went back to the naming ceremony. And I'm like, dude, his name's Ray.
I have some fashion notes. You
okay,
talk
let's
fashion
hear it.
Notes?
Let's hear it.
So, at the naming ceremony, I thought that Cherie looked really pretty. I loved her earrings. And she always wears, like, some cool, like, flowy, bohemian.
Yeah. Yes. Like, I like her style too. Mm-hmm. And I feel like she would be considered a plus size actress, yeah. correct? Mm-hmm. I feel like they do a really good job, like, dressing her, not in muumuus to cover up her yes. body, but to accentuate her body.
Style.
Yeah, and yeah. her style.
Because she definitely has more of a, like, fun, Australian, beachy, bohemian, probably a little...
eccentric.
Like, yeah, like, she's very eclectic in that way.
Yeah, eclectic.
And I think that probably because... Like, you think Nina has a little more flexibility in her job. Like, she isn't always in scrubs, but, like, as a nurse, Cherie was always in, like, scrubs.
Yeah.
And so, like, it makes me wonder if she's kind of, like, very, like, she has a very fun personality, but I wonder if her clothes skew more, like, fun and funky because she's so, like, uniform
yeah.
at work.
True.
Although, I mean, like, Zara's not like that, but Zara has sort of a, like, sticky personality anyways.
Yeah. Like, I think Cherie's clothes, like, are a good reflection of her personality
yes.
on the show. And even following her on Instagram, mm-hmm. I feel like she would probably dress like that in real life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. She's super cute. They do a good job.
Yes. Jimmy in his suit?
No.
Oh, bless him.
Bless him. He tries.
He really does. He wears a suit again in a future season, and you just want to go, oh, honey.
I know. He just needs to stick to headbands and ratty tees.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where he
thrives. He needs to be a surfer bro.
Yeah. He needs to be a surfer bro. I will say, even though Billy is still wearing the suits, I feel like the gray suit she wore towards the end fit her well.
Yes.
Like, so, like, okay, if you're a real estate agent, you have to wear suits. Like, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I feel like the gray suit, like, had some potential.
Yes. I really liked her dress that she wore to the naming ceremony as well.
I like that,
too. I feel
too.
Like it was kind of formal, but a little more fun. Mm-hmm. But her earrings looked like onion rings.
I've noticed that. You know, here's the thing. I'm not trying to pick on the, like, fashion people of Austin.
No.
But I've noticed that they put the biggest earrings on Billy. And
yeah.
and she has a very small face. Like, she doesn't have, like, she has big features, but she has a small head. Like, in no bad or good way.
No, just.
But her, when your earring is bigger than your ear, it's too big.
Yeah.
And it's like, and it wasn't just, it was an onion ring. Like, it was an orange.
It was a big orange, plastic.
And they, you know, earrings like that never stay how they're supposed to. They're always, mm-hmm. one is caught. And I'm like, no, this is too big. Let's.
Yeah.
And she wouldn't wear those with that suit.
I don't
Maybe
know.
She
it makes
would.
Me, because you know how she's always trying, she tries so hard to be so put together, and I feel like sometimes her, like, her actual style comes through and stuff like that.
I agree.
But you also have to think of, like, the time period. And I was talking to my friend Abigail the other day, too. She did a, she lived in Australia for, like, I don't know, 6 or 9 or 12 months, sometimes less than a year. She worked over there. And stayed for a while, and she was like, the fashion hits Australia, like, a few years behind the U.S.
Interesting.
Because when she was there, this was, like, post-college, she was like, oh, everybody's in things that I was in, like, at the end of high school. Or, like, early college, like, freshman year, they were in all the stuff, like, that was the big thing there. So they're, like, a little behind, so if you think if this is taking place in 2010, but maybe we're thinking 2005, 2006, 2007, you know, big oversized plastic costumey jewelry, not necessarily.
And she had two big rings on.
Yeah. Like, that makes sense.
And also, like, if you think about it, look who her love interest is, Mick. I mean, he's as funky as they come.
Wear shoes.
Yeah. So it would make sense that she obviously is attracted to, like, some funk.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, look at her father.
True.
And her mother.
And her mother.
Yeah. Like, they always have very interesting, like, jewelry. And, like, there's always good, like, accessories.
Yeah. Geraldine had a cool ring on, too, I noticed.
Geraldine's got great style.
Yeah. That's true. So maybe, and I mean, that could be, that, I mean, it could be. I'm sure it is on purpose that Billy has got a suit on, but she is kind of unput together. If that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I would think so. Oh, and I made note that Nina's dress at the naming ceremony also felt really early 2000s.
Oh, yeah.
The colors and stuff were really pretty on her, but, like, the styling of it being, like, a peasant top with the, like, the sleeves that are shorter, but with elastic, but with, like, a curl. And then it had, like, a funny collar that couldn't really lay down, but kind of flopped to the side a little bit and, like, buttoned. And she had, like, a camisole underneath it.
Yeah, but the pink shirt early on was super cute.
Oh, my gosh. I loved that.
It was so cute and feminine and flattering. Mm-hmm. I think, like, I don't know if the, like, we've talked about this before, if the budget increases on Offspring as the show goes.
I'm sure. But
Nina, like, the last two seasons, I mean, there's not one bad outfit Nina wears. And it's a lot of green, which is my favorite color, like, mm-hmm. Kelly green. But, like, even above that, like, I just love how they style her. Like, from here on out, they do a good job. But the last couple of seasons, not episodes, mm-hmm. seasons, mm-hmm. they do a really good job with everyone's style, actually. Yeah. Like, I feel like everyone kind of comes into their own. And, I mean, as is a TV show, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. I would agree with that. And I think I love that. So now she's done a lot of, like, skirts with, like, tall boots and stuff. But later on, they put her in a lot of, like, high-waisted pants and crop tops. Like shorter, not, like, crop tops, like, showing her stomach. But, yeah. like, shorter tops and longer pants.
Yeah.
That just are so, like, for her, like, proportions are so flattering. Like, she can really pull off the, like, short
yes.
top. Like, maybe she doesn't have a super long torso. Or maybe that means she does have a super long torso. I don't really know. But I like the fact that the pink shirt is kind of, like, shorter, like, in yeah. pants and kind fitted. Of higher. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she's wearing some sort of, like, floral cami something underneath yeah. it, too.
She does a lot of camis underneath. Yeah.
That was the time, too. Yeah, like, I mean, true. I had, like, 97.
I did, too, with a little lace camisoles. Around the bottom. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I had one in every single color because I wore them with everything. Under everything. Under every single thing I owned.
Yeah.
Because then you would do a lot of, like, V-necks and stuff. Uh-huh. And, you know, when you're in, like, middle school and high school, you can't be, like, cleaving out everywhere.
Right.
I still love a good camisole.
You and I are blessed in the department. Busty. Bless it. We need a good camisole.
I got some boops, as Balin calls them.
Boops.
Yep. The boops.
So what else?
Let's see. I'm going to look back through.
We clearly need Christina. We're just missing Christina.
Right? She would Disney have some world. Other things to talk about, I'm sure.
She would say, oh, I liked Billy's suit. I liked her earrings.
Yes. She would say that Jimmy needs to put his headband back on.
Yeah. He definitely needs to wear headbands, not hats. Like, he's a headband guy.
Yeah, he really is. I really liked everybody's gift. I really feel like it, like, I know we kind of talked about it a little bit. Like, on the whole, everybody's gifts that they brought really seemed to reflect them. I thought that Nina's was really sweet, too, how she's like, this is your family. This is the story of, like, your family. And I like that she says, you know, I'm going to put it on top so your mom can have a sneak peek. And then she goes and she says, like, she looks at Sheree and gives her a kiss and says, welcome to the family.
Yeah.
Like, that was so
I feel like the Proudmans are just a great family.
Yeah.
Because even though they drive each other crazy, they're all a little bit neurotic and crazy. They mm-hmm. come together for the hard and they come together well.
Yeah.
Like, they're always, they drop everything to support each other. It's the same throughout the whole show. Like, whoever wrote this show, which I know, but I'm not thinking, like, must have a strong family unit or wanted a strong family unit because mm-hmm. they did that well.
Yeah.
They shot the family unit well.
Yeah. I would agree with that. It makes you wonder, like, do you think that Geraldine actually bought something because she's the one they didn't show? She just brought her hot young date.
She probably did, knowing Geraldine, because Geraldine is a spitfire.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I would be torn, too, because I would be like, I want to be ugly, but I can't because this is a harmless baby. Yeah.
It's just a babe.
Geraldine, she's the funny one.
Yeah. That's true. Oh, Geraldine. You know, I feel like she has some really, she has some good character development.
Yeah.
As the seasons go on.
Well, and, like, we're only on episode 4, right?
Yeah.
And she's been really mistreated. Like, this whole, I mean, early on, her husband has a baby with a lady he's not even dating. Hey, surprise. And the way she's handling herself should be commended. Yes. I mean, the fact that she went to a naming ceremony of, like, mm-hmm. yeah.
And was civil, and she did not cause a scene.
No.
She did not. I mean, and she hasn't caused a scene in any of the times she's been on the
show. And I guarantee if the roles were reversed, Darcy would cause a scene.
Oh, yeah.
Darcy would cause a scene. Bless
him. Yes, he would.
But yeah, we're kind of left. I think we end this episode with, like, again, like, it's Chris and Nina, like, it when it goes off, you know? Yeah.
Well, at least they kind of clear the air a little bit. He finally is like, stop interrupting me. You don't understand.
Right.
Nothing happened, and I didn't want anything to happen, and I wasn't lying to you when I said I couldn't handle anything, but I also wanted you to know that if I could. And then she kind of, like, it's almost like she couldn't hear that he wanted to be with her but couldn't.
Yeah.
And so she kind of was like, and they kind of do this whole thing, and then he hesitates. But, like, the whole idea was that I can't be with anybody, but if I could be with somebody, I want to be with you.
Yeah.
And so then that gets cleared up.
Yeah. It makes you wonder how long, I mean, I know Nina was married and is married, I guess, still.
Yeah, technically.
But if she, like, I bet she did not date much before him because she was in medical school. Because she really portrays herself as an immature when it comes to the, like, men department.
Yes.
And she was married to a psychotic person, so.
She had a funny line towards the beginning when she's first getting off the elevator at work, like, in the first couple scenes, and she's trying to, like, figure out how to, like, act around Chris for the first time, and she's kind of amping herself up, and she's like, you have degrees, you save people for a living. She goes, you've attracted at least 3 attractive sane men since 1992, maybe 4.
That's funny. Yeah, I remember that.
So, and I like that she has to qualify sane, because I'm sure that Brendan doesn't count in there.
No, he doesn't count. Because he's not saying.
Yeah. There's, I mean, we get a little bit of a glimpse into that in a future episode. There's the idea of, like, how many partners have you been with?
Well, and I feel like this may be one of the weaker episodes that we've seen so far. And I feel like from here on out, they're really strong.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like the stories really develop well. There's a lot of, like, fashion going on. There's some relationship drama quickly. Yeah. It gets better and better. So yeah. I'm ready for that.
I think so, too. I'm running through here to see if I've missed anything that I wanted to add.
Odell is the worst.
Yes.
She really is.
Oh, no. My first note was, oh, good. Odile's still around.
Oh, no. With that darn braid. Yeah. Like, cut your hair or put it up or do something. Lord.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so I like when Billy and Nina were talking on the phone and Billy wants... She's the one who's like, oh, I want to, like, we need to cancel it. We need to boycott it, blah, blah, blah. And Nina's like, you just, you know, if I can be nice, you can be nice. And Billy goes, nice, that's not in my repertoire.
Yeah, and I'm like, yeah, truer words have never been spoken.
Yes. I think we hit. I like when Cherie is talking about her love of pop and she refers to it as she felt like she was having a bliss attack.
Oh, yeah.
And I felt the, like back through.
Yeah. And I felt like Mick was just so flattered that she would even want him to sing. Really bless cute. His heart. He has some self-esteem issues.
I know. Billy was trying to help him.
Yeah.
She maybe was just steamrolled a little
We talked
more.
So, I mean, honestly, like, I feel like we talked pretty good about Billy, considering how much she gets on all of our nerves. We're like, yeah, maybe she's got a valid point there.
Lauren loves Billy. But yeah. That makes sense, because I'm like, you would understand her. Like, she's not the same as Billy.
Yeah.
But I can definitely see, I'm like, that doesn't surprise me.
But see, I don't think Christina hates her as much as you and I do. And Christina is much different than you and I.
Yeah. Well, and I think that we probably have more Nina personalities in that. Totally. I mean, like, I was an only child until I was, like, 19. But, like, I was the good kid. I, like, you know, I didn't get into trouble. Like, I mean, I literally got grounded once.
Same.
In my whole life. I got a spanking once. Like,
me too.
I mean, like, I was just a good kid.
Yeah,
like,
obedient.
My mom is amazing. And, like, that was just my personality. Like, I was a people pleaser. Like, I didn't want to do things that were wrong. And my mom had a lot of, like, because I think probably I was naturally that way, like, she didn't have, like, a ton of rules because, like, I made good choices in general. Like, she just taught me to make good choices.
Same.
And so there weren't a lot of rules to break. There was not, I never was, like, really, like, pushing back against things. So, you know, it really wasn't until I was late teens, like, it was when my mom started dating my stepdad that we ever had, like, any tension. So, like, I don't identify with the, like, prodigal daughter who's getting her life together because she had such a rough life. I'm like, no, like, No, you just make good choices. That's all you have to do.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, no, just I do what you know is right. Like, I was just like that.
Don't
yeah.
be a horrible human. Like,
yeah.
And not that she's a horrible human, but you know what I mean. Like,
oh, totally. There's,
I think that when you come from the Nina perspective right. of you just were a people pleaser and you wanted to do the right thing and you wanted to make the good choices and you didn't feel the need to push back against that,
yeah.
it's hard to understand that opposite mindset. Yeah. And I'm sure from the other side, too, people who are, like, naturally rebellious don't understand, like, not making waves.
Yeah. And people pleasers. Yeah. yeah. Totally.
Yep. I would agree with that. I agree.
So, do you have anything you want to plug? Are you watching anything besides Harry Potter? We know. And are you watching anything, doing anything, reading anything?
Let's see. I watched the first three, I think first four episodes. The first three episodes of that new show on NBC.
Oh, the Mindy Kaling. No.
Okay, so I did watch that, but that was not the show I was going to say. I was going to say AP Bio. It's about this guy who is a who is actually on the Mindy Project. He played Cliff the Warrior on the Mindy Project.
Okay.
He is a philosophy. I knew it was one of those. Yeah. He's a philosophy. He used to teach at Harvard, and he's like a disgraced kind of thing. Like, he got passed up for the job he thought he should have, and he created a huge drama and got fired and all this sort of stuff. So he's been hired by a high school to teach AP Bio. They wanted to say that they had a former Stanford professor or Harvard professor or whatever it was he was teaching, Ivy League professor, but he actively hates biology and flat out comes in and is like, I'm not teaching you this, and if you try to learn it, then you're not going to get anywhere, and if you just go along with everything I'm saying and don't cause a fuss, I'll give you an A, but if you tell anybody I'm not teaching it to you, I'm going to give you an F.
Like, that's funny.
So it's terrible, and he walks in and he's like, this is not going to be one of those stories where I end up teaching you biology. Not happening. It's not going to be a story where, like, I end up learning more from you than you did from me. That's not happening. Like, and he's trying to, like, actively ruin the life of the man who got the job. And he's making them come up with ideas to, like, ruin this guy's life. Yeah. It's a funny, like, 25-minute
comedy. So cool.
Patton Oswalt is in it.
Oh, I like him a lot.
They have a Harry Potter reference, so of course I love
it.
He's trying to tell the, like, bully kid how to, like, because he finds out that the kid who's been a bully is new and just doesn't, like, can't figure out, he's being really tough because he can't figure out how to make friends.
Yeah.
And so he's like, listen, you're in AP Bio with a bunch of nerds, just, like, talk about Dumbledore and everyone will love you.
Yeah.
And so he literally goes, so anybody have any thoughts about Dumbledore? And everyone starts talking at the same time.
That's so funny.
But it's really cute. It's on, so there's, like, four episodes
currently. AP Bio?
AP Bio.
Okay.
And there's, there's the
NBC?
Like, yeah, NBC, I believe, yes.
Okay.
NBC. Whatever station The Blacklist is on.
I think Channel 4.
Yeah, I think that's right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I did watch the first episode of that new Mindy Kaling. I'm on the fence about what I thought about it.
I haven't watched any, like, shows in real time lately.
I waited. I was waiting for Champions. I really wanted to watch Champions, and I was a little disappointed. Hopefully it gets better, but, like, the main kid, I find really annoying, and it's literally about him, so we'll see.
It's going to be problematic.
I know. Like, maybe he'll simmer down a little bit, but then again, maybe not.
There's always Billy. She never simmers down. Boy.
But she does, she grows on me, so maybe that'll be good.
She has good intentions sometimes.
She does. It's a little bit easier to take the, like, stuff
that it's definitely easier to take her episode by episode because we all binge the show.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why we have such strong feelings. Because we were like, 5 hours later, Billy's driving me crazy.
Yeah.
I think we're...
Are you plugging anything?
I've been watching Doogie Howser.
Yes, clearly.
Let's see. Doogie Howser, MD. I think I said something on Instagram and just called it Doogie Howser, and several people said, it's called Doogie Howser, MD. I'm like, my bad. I'm sorry.
But also, if you know what I was talking about, why are you correcting me?
You know what? I actually just read a book last night called Refocusing on the Family, and I saw it a few weeks ago in Parnassus, our local bookstore in Nashville, and I cannot remember her name, but if you look up Refocusing on the Family, you can find it. But it's about a girl, I was raised with, like, Dr. James Dobson and Focus on the Family and all that stuff. So I saw it, and I was interesting because she, her dad, and I could do research to figure out who her dad is. She never says who he is, but you can figure it out. But her dad was an executive in Focus on the Family. She did the purity movement, everything I did growing up. And she was she's a lesbian.
Oh.
And when she came out of the closet maybe 10 years ago, like, sure, her parents disowned her.
Oh.
Like, it wasn't anything. Yeah. So her book is about how she was raised, which is very similar to how I was raised and you were raised, I think. And then how, but, like, she, like, self-mutilated. She, like, would pull out her, like, eyebrows, like, stuff. Yeah. Like, she needed to talk to them and tell them, like, look, I'm different. Like, I'm attracted to girls, but she knew she couldn't. Yeah. And when she finally came out, like, she got exactly what she wanted, you know? Yeah. And it was really interesting because, like, I was raised a lot like her, and I think a lot, like, I think very differently. Not, I don't disagree with how I was raised, but I won't raise my children exactly like that. And I thought it was a really interesting and really sad that, you know, that was very much the Jesus movement and, you know, and it is still. And I think that's a great company, Focus on the Family. I don't know much about it now, but it's really sad that that's her story. And I mean, she's just a girl that is married to a girl. Who cares? And that her parents pretty much were like, done. Like, they didn't come to her wedding, like, nothing. Like, so it's
really sad.
Yeah, it is really sad, but it was really interesting. I thought it was a good title too. Her name is Amber. It starts with a C, and I'll find it for next week. But I read that and I really liked it, and I appreciated her point of view, and I thought it was just really insightful, especially because I think I listen to James Dobson every day growing up with my parents.
Yeah.
And
OAFM.
Yeah, on WayFM. Story time at 3:30 on WNKJ too. On the way home from school. It was actually quite good. and she was like on Adventures in Odyssey. Remember that? Like, oh, she like played role.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I probably was raised with her, you know?
Yeah.
So that was good. I don't know. I feel like it was good to read a book, but I've been working. I've had a lot of paperwork lately.
Yeah.
So I've been doing that. You know, paperwork's fun. But
ugh. Paperwork.
Paperwork. But things are getting done.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess that's good then.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta do paperwork.
I mean, to get to the good stuff. But I'll plug my Instagram account, Daily Ketosis, if you wanna follow me there. I'm always talking a lot about keto food.
It's great.
It's great.
You got some good stuff. Oh, diet bet.
Oh, yeah. I'm a diet bet. And we're doing a step bet next month. I just signed up to do host a step bet, which I'm like, who can't do a step bet? It just keeps up with your Fitbit. And you have, like, I don't really understand it, even though I'm hosting it, because I'm like, what? Like, of course we're walking. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But once she told me, the girl, I talked to her today, she said, download the app. And once you put in the app, like, what your average is, like, I think it just pushes you a little more.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm like, there's no way you can't.
So it's not everybody getting to the same number you're getting. Yeah. You're just doing your own personal goal.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool. So I'm I'll do that.
Yeah, me too. Great. And yeah, so I'm like, sold. Mm-hmm. So that's fun. I'm trying to, like, up my game on, like, little challenges that are achievable, you know, on my Instagram page, because that keeps me motivated and all my followers motivated.
Let me tell you. Diet bet has been incredibly motivating.
Good.
Yeah. It's been great. I turned on a donut today, so I took Phelan to go get his haircut today.
I saw that picture, so cute.
Yes. And so when I was telling him this morning, we're going to go get your hair trimmed, and he was like, oh, good, and then we get to eat a donut. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
Well, the last time he got his hair cut, which is only the second time he's ever gone to get it cut, like, his mom's always cut his hair. But when she took him last month, that was their big thing, because, like, she had him home for the day because I was out of town. And so they got a donut. They went to Donut Den and they got his haircut, and then they got a donut. And so, like, in his mind, when you go get a haircut, you get a donut. And I was like, well, I'll tell you what. If you can sit still and be a listener for Miss Kirsten while she's cutting your hair, then you can earn a donut. Sure, I'll let you have a donut. Like, you got to have incentive with a nearly three-year-old who cannot sit still. And I was like, please. Your hair does not hide,
right?
Like, a bad cut.
No.
And so he went and picked a donut, and he was like, Sydney, aren't you going to get a donut? Where's your donut? I was like, I want my $30.
Hey, it's because super motivating.
I went bad, like, Lauren and I did not keep up, because Lauren's doing the diet bed as well. And so we didn't pay a single attention to diet bed all weekend in Chattanooga. We, like, really splurged, and let me tell you, I felt like crap. Good. Getting back on it.
Yeah, that's good. But that's that. I mean, it's real life. You have to live. Oh, you have to have fun. But then, like you said, we were texting like 80-20. Like, you have to live your life. Yeah. You have to, you, not everybody's neurotic like me.
Yeah.
But, like, that's so good. It is so motivating because I am such a slow loser. My Paige Daily Ketosis is all about weight loss, keto, my struggles, all that stuff. But I'm such a slow loser, and I went into my diet bet, like, I signed up, and I was like, there's absolutely no way I'm going to lose. I think I had to lose, I have to lose 9 pounds. And I was like, absolutely not. I really think I'm going to be able to do it. Like, I'm like, what in the world? Which is crazy. So
there's something about it. Just in, like, those little changes. I was telling a different friend, he was texting me and asking me how it was going, and I was like, oh, you know, at the time I was at like 8.4 pounds. And he was like, I need you to tell me what this is. Like, what are you doing? What's your diet? And I was like, I did not realize how much of a, like, garbage monster I had turned, like a lazy garbage monster. Because I'm like, I'm not doing anything crazy. Literally all it is I've been cooking my own food. I've not been worrying about, like, portion control. I've just been eating, like,
what you wanted.
Yeah, and if I'm hungry, then I'll eat something, and I'm just making good choices and cooking my own food and not eating out and actually moving my body. Like, you know, I do yoga a few times a week in the morning before work, and then I run on the treadmill at work.
Yeah.
Like, not anything intense. It's not like I'm running for an hour. Like, I'm good if I make it, like, 10 or 15 minutes, although I'll say I did 30 minutes today. Like, running the whole time, but I did, like, couch to 5K, like, the 30-minute circuit. And like, I'll do that max 3 times a week, because it's only at my one job, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and, like, I'm like, it is insane. It's like, I've made the minimum effort. My body is like, thank the good Lord in heaven. Because, like, it's just like, whoosh. I mean, I stepped on the scale this morning, 10 pounds.
What?
In, like, what, how many days are we at? Like,
so I've you been, lost like, 13... weight over...
No, well, it was the first thing in the morning thing.
Still, that counts.
So I stepped on the scale last night, and I gained 2 pounds. And then when I stepped on this morning, I had lost 4 pounds from last night.
You don't. So, Brad always gets on to me if I weigh at night. But it's I like to weigh at night because you always weigh more. And then you wake up, you're like, 4 pounds down, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So, no, the morning weight is when you need to weigh. Yeah. Trust me, I've been to Jenny Craig Weight Watchers, name it. Like, I know. Mm-hmm. But, no, it's so fun and it's so motivating because it just is. And, like, $30 is a lot of money. Like, it really is. Like, that's like groceries. So, like, you want to get your money back, you know? Like, you want to get your money back. So, I'll definitely host another one because it's been fun. And it's been motivating for me, too.
Yeah.
So,
well, I think, like, the motivating thing too is I'm like, wow, I just feel better.
Yeah.
Like, well, I could notice a big difference.
Well, and that's the thing about losing weight is you have to, like, start somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And a diet bet, like, if you're not on, if you need to lose weight and if you're not, like, in that mindset, a diet bet just puts you there.
Yeah.
Like, it makes you go there. And then, like, after the diet bet's over, you might want to tweak something. You might want to be like, you know what, this worked great for me. This didn't work great for me. And you just kind of go deeper into it until you find your, like, happy spot. And that's the whole point of my whole Instagram page. Yep. Is like, just figure you out and do you really well every day.
I haven't done anything hard.
Yeah.
Everything I've done is sustainable.
And doesn't that make you feel, like, kind of awesome? That you're like, I'm losing weight and I'm not doing anything hard. I'm going to quote you on that. I'm losing weight and I'm not doing a thing that's hard. But no, I mean, that's real life. Like, life is hard enough. Losing weight is hard. But if you can do it and you're not, like, starving or whatever, like, good job, Sydney.
Yeah. Thanks.
No, really, I'm proud of you. You know I am. It's cool.
Well, anything else before we...
No, I went on a tangent of all tangents.
That's great. I mean, I feel like probably most of the people who are listening to this podcast are here because of you and Daily Ketosis. So they're like, cool, this is where we live.
Yeah, this is where we live. Oh, she's talking again. Can you believe when Brad and I first met for years and years and years, when people would, like, make jokes or whatever, he'd say, Jessica's really quiet. And I was like, do you know who you're married to? And now he's like... I was just joking.
I was like, trying to make you feel good.
Yeah, I don't think he knew me. Maybe, I don't know. Those first 2 years, that, you know, for marriage early on is just kind of rough. No matter how much you love that person, you're like,
I can't really be myself with this person.
Yeah, I'm just going to be quiet. I don't think I was, though. Anyway, carry on. All right.
Well, we'll everybody have a good week.
Next week, next Tuesday.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Whoops.
We're still recording. I wouldn't stop.